That we have together. Thank you, Father God, for those that are gathered here with us this morning, Father God, as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, Father, as I minister to them your word, I pray that everyone will have ears to hear and a heart to receive the living Word of God. Hallelujah. It's the living Word of God. It's the healing Word of God. It's the life-changing Word of God. Hallelujah. And Father, we'll give you all the glory and all the praise. Thank you, Father God, for speaking through me. I yield myself that you may speak through me and use me for your glory and for your glory only. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. I want you to turn in your Bibles to the second chapter of Luke, Luke's gospel. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I want to share with you a few minutes concerning the love of God. And that's my subject or my title, the love of God. But in Luke chapter 2, I just want to read some verses to you, beginning at verse 8. It says, now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring to you good tidings. Everybody say good tidings.
Good tidings.
Oh, hallelujah. In other words, this angel was bringing good news. Good news. So he said, behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Now I want to stop right there for a moment. And I'm sure you know the story that Joseph took his wife and the unborn child to Bethlehem. To pay their taxes and anything else that needed to be done, to be accounted for. And she was great with child, soon to be delivered. But when they got there, the Bible tells us, and we won't read it all for the sake of time, the Bible tells us that there was no room for them in the inn. Now, she's great with child, but there was no room in the inn. Now, And of course, because of that, the child was born, Jesus was born in a stable, lying in a manger. Now, a manger is a trough, feeding trough for the animals. The Bible tells us that he was wrapped in swaddling clothes, which means that he was wrapped in pieces of cloth. Very humble, humble. Wrapped in pieces of cloth, lying in an animal trough. Now, I want you to understand something. The Bible does not say that Jesus was born with the animals in a feeding trough because Joseph could not afford a room. What the Bible says is there was no room in the inn. Hallelujah. Sometimes religion tried to teach us that Joseph was a very poor man. Joseph had a good occupation. He's a carpenter. And I won't get into all that today. But I want you to understand something. He could afford a room. He could afford a room. Let me point out something else. God the Father knew, even before they got there, that there would be no room in the inn. God knew that. Ponder that for a moment. Think about that, and we'll deal with it some more later on. But let me read a couple of more verses, and then we'll move on. Verse 13 says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're talking about the love of God. I want you right now to just open your heart up and receive the love of God, especially if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You may be watching this service and you're not born again. I want to tell you that God loves you, and he proved it by sending us his son. Let's go with me to the book of Romans, the fifth chapter. Romans, the fifth chapter. I want to show you something. In the fifth chapter of Romans, look at verse 8. "But God demonstrates his own love towards us." See that? "In that while we were," what? "Still sinners, Christ died for us." Oh, let me read that again. God demonstrates his own love towards us. Jesus coming is a demonstration of the love of God towards us. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You have to understand that baby lying there in the manger, he came to die. Hallelujah. He came to die for us. Now, go with me to the first epistle of John. Chapter 4, the first epistle of John, chapter 4. Let's read beginning at verse 7. It says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this," listen to this, pay attention to this, "in this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might do what? That we might do what? That we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God." And there are folks that hate God still today. They're blaming God for things that he had nothing to do with. It was the devil was behind it all. But they blame God for it. Verse 10 again. "And this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to do what?" Say what? "We ought to love one another." Glory to God. Now think about it for a moment. Here we are, sinners, lost, having no hope. And God sends his Son, like it tells us in John 3:16, says he loved the world. He sends us his Son. David thought about that a lot. I think about it myself. Sometimes I think, Lord, I've been disappointed at my own self. Maybe for making a bad decision or doing something dumb. You know, I think all of us at one point in our lives have experienced that, right? Yeah. I'm not out here by myself. And you can get so frustrated at yourself that if it was possible, you'd bend over and kick your own back in. But yet, we can feel that way about ourselves, maybe decisions we've made, whatever. But yet, God loves us. And when you think about that, it's absolutely amazing. Because here it is, We have a problem with loving each other. Even when one of us get it wrong, or one of us make a mistake, we're ready to send them to hell. But God loves us. I want us to take a look at something. The book of Psalms, the eighth chapter. Psalms, the eighth chapter. I'll just begin reading it first verse. This is a Psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Pay close attention to what he's saying. Let me read verse 1 again. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Now look at him. Now, maybe you've been here too. I think about this. Verse 3. When I consider your heavens, you know, no one can rightly, legitimately say there is no God. All you have to do is look around. Check your heart, see if it's still beating. Take in a deep breath. We can go on and on. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Then he asked the question, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him. Now what David is saying is, Lord, you created the moon, you created the stars, you created all heaven, everything that is, you created. I just want to ask the question, what is man? What is mankind that you are so mindful of him? Why do you devote so much attention to us? Have you ever thought about it? And verse 5 says, for you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Let's go ahead and read verse 6. You have made him, he's talking about mankind, to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. It's something about us that grabs the heart of God. Something about you that touches God's heart. That he would be willing, first of all, to create man, put him in the Garden of Eden, then man turn his back on God, disobey God, listen to the devil, God could have said, okay, you had your chance. But then God sends his only begotten son. We just read it. His only begotten son to save sinners like us. And he didn't send him here before I go there, I got something else I want to read to you. Are you still with me? I got another. We still with David. Let's go to Psalm 144. Psalm 144. Verse 1, blessed be the Lord, my rock. And of course, this is another Psalm of David, who trains my hand for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer. Somebody shout amen. He is our deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Then he asked the question again, Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him, or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Can I tell you something? God cares about everything that concerns us. He cares about everything that concerns you, even the things that you consider to be small things. If you would allow him to come in and work with you, he will help you to solve the most minute problem to the biggest problem. Sometimes we need to stop and think about who God really is, because the devil is going to try to convince you that God doesn't care about you. You don't count anyway. You're just in the way. But you have to understand the God that created all heaven and earth, created everything that is, cares about your smallest problem. Because we're created in his image, we are created in his likeness. In other words, you and me, I'll say we, are worth his sacrifice. We're worth his sacrifice. Hallelujah. I just want you to think about that for a moment. We were worth the sacrifice. Let's go to the book of Philippians. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Philippians, the second chapter. Jesus was in heaven with his Father. But because of the Father's love, and of course the love of Jesus himself, he stepped down out of heaven upon this earth for us. You have Philippians chapter 2. Look at verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Hallelujah. But listen at this. But made himself of no reputation, taking, listen, you ready for this? Taking the form of a bondservant, I'm reading from the New King James Bible, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. He stepped down onto the earth. Look at verse 8. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Jesus stepped down out of glory, stepped down into the earth. In other words, he lowered himself. You ever thought for a moment? That was the baby Jesus lying in the manger, but there's also God lying in the manger. Coming to deliver his people. I want you to think about that for a moment. He came to deliver us. I want to read you another verse of scripture. I just want to share the word of God with you before we go. I'm not going to hold you long today, but I want you to see it. Let's go back to the book of Luke, 19th chapter. This is what Jesus said himself. Luke chapter 19. Look at verse 10. Well, I read verse 9. And Jesus said to them, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. Look at verse 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Say, that's me. Say, that was me. I want you to see something here. Jesus was born into the earth, and he identified himself. He was God. He was and still is. When he was on the earth, he was God, and he still is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But he referred to himself when he was in the earth many times as the Son of Man, because he identified with the people he came to save. He identified with the people he came to deliver. He says, I've come to seek and to save them that are lost. That baby lying in a manger, very humble surroundings. He made himself very, very low, that he might deliver us from the powers of darkness. I want you to think about that for a minute. Jesus is now highly exalted. He has a name that's above every name. And the Bible tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. You hear me? I said, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. I tell you what, these trash talkers that talking junk and about the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to tell you, one day they may be in hell right now, but they're going to meet. There's an appointment coming called the White Throne Judgment, and they will bow before the Lord, our Lord, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. They are going to bow before Him, and they are going to confess, yes, Jesus, You are Lord of all. Some of them are using His name in vain, cursing, swearing, doing all that stuff. One day, although it's going to be too late, they are going to confess Jesus Christ is Lord of all. But I'm so glad that I call Him Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But He humbled Himself, came as a servant, so that He can deliver you and me out of the hands of the devil. I hope that bless you. That young baby laying in that trough was God Himself coming to deliver His people. Understand something. He had to be born first before He could die. He had to be born first before He could suffer for us. He had to be born first before He could take our sins upon Himself. And that's what He did. As I conclude this, I want to say this to you and those that are watching. He loved you then, and He loves you now. One thing about it that we can never do, we can never change who God is, no matter what we say. We can never change who He is. He is still God. Jesus is still Lord. Doesn't matter what we say. And He still loves us. Hallelujah. Bow your head for a moment, please. While your heads are bowed, I want the group to come back.